Hello there, my name's Andy. You are listening to the Of Rice and Zen micro podcast. I still haven't quite kicked into gear with this yet. It's been a year since I have cast my pod into your earlugs, so I'm going to carry on in preparation mode and kind of fill you in on what's been happening, the story so far. It's been a very, very eventful year. Hundreds and thousands of anecdotes have come and gone, some of which I've noted for posterity, and some of which have been lost in time, like Tears in Rain, Q, Dying Replicant, and release of White Dove. Oh, all doves are white, aren't they? Shit. And yeah, this week has been no exception. I'm going to try and keep you up to date on anecdotes and stories as they happen in 3-minute bursts from now on, but this week's was just too shocking to say out loud. I think there will be a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth on your part when this story comes to light, and I think that there could be a strong reaction, or rather there should be. So I'm not going to say it out loud. I'm going to write it up into an article for the magazine, but the woman who I mentioned last time wanted to confess a dark part of her past to me, and I racked my little brain box to try and figure out what had shaped her life, as she put it, and when she finally revealed it, I realized I was way off. The event, or actually the three events in question, were shocking even to me, and I've been covering Japan's warts and all for upwards of 3 years now, so it takes a fair bit to shock me, but yeah, this is something to brace yourselves for when it finally comes out. Of course, I have continued to edit photos for ofriceandzen.org/Japan stock that is steadily growing into a decently sized collection of Japan themed stock photography. I've also continued work on the screenplay, and I have started the second draft, which is based on the first 3 years of the blog. I've received emails about re-uploading the original Memoirs of a Gaijin blog, or turning it into a book, as I promised to do. I'm still looking into affordable ways to do this, but the length of the blog, and especially if I was to include the photos, is so much that the cost of the book, or rather books, it would have to be split into volumes, would just be astronomical, and although I could do it as a gift to friends and family, it's not really a viable thing. None of you are going to be particularly interested in that. So, until prices come down, or until I can think of a better way to do it, I'm going to instead concentrate my energies on turning the blog into an amusing screenplay. So I will upload the first draft of that when I feel like it's ready to be read, and I look forward to hearing your comments about it. My little audio boot application tells me I'm 2 minutes and 50 seconds into this micro podcast, so I'm going to have to sign off now. But take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.